Halvor, whose name had not always been Halvor, was, when she was small, very bad at sharing. This is a thing she now tells children freely in her classroom, because she has come to think that her smallness, bad at sharing, was the reason she eventually became a teacher of fractions. Children often start out bad at sharing, too. Children, I have noticed, understand the problem from the inside. When Halvor, whose given name was Posy, though she has gone by Halvor since she was 11, was 7, her younger brother had his 4th birthday party. There were 6 children at the party: the birthday boy, his 3 small friends, Posy, and Posy's older cousin. There was 1 cake. The cake had been baked by Posy's mother in the small kitchen of their cottage in the village of Fairshare. The cake was round. It had a layer of jam in the middle. It had a small frosting flower on top. It was, by the standards of village birthday cakes, quite nice. The problem, Posy understood as her mother set the cake on the table, was that the cake had to be divided. There were 6 children. There was 1 cake. The cake had to be cut so that each child got a fair piece. Posy did not want a fair piece. Posy wanted a large piece. Posy had been thinking about the cake for 2 weeks, ever since her mother had mentioned baking it.
"I want a large piece. I won't say that out loud, but I want a large piece."
Her mother picked up the cake knife. 6 children, 1 cake. How do we cut it?" Posy's older cousin, who was 11 and had been schooled at the village school, said, "Cut it in half, then cut each half into 3. That gives 6 equal pieces."
"That is exactly right. Each piece will be 1/6 of the cake."
She drew, with the back of the knife, a vertical line across the top of the cake, 2 halves. Then she drew, on each half, 2 more lines that crossed it. Each half became 3, 6 pieces total. The lines, when finished, looked like a star inscribed in the cake's circle. Her mother cut the cake along the marked lines. 6 pieces emerged. Each piece was the same size. Each piece was a wedge that was 1/6 of the whole cake. Posy was given a piece. The piece was, Posy had to admit, fair. Every other child got the same piece. Nobody could complain. Nobody could feel they had been cheated.
Posy ate her piece. It was good. It was, she noted carefully, 1/6 as good as the whole cake would have been if she had been the only child at the party. But it was still good. She finished it. She watched the other children finish theirs. She watched her mother set down the empty plate. She thought about it for the rest of the day.
What she eventually understood, over the years that followed, slowly, in the way children understand things they have lived, was that fairness was a kind of arithmetic. To divide a thing fairly, you had to partition it. Partitioning meant cutting it into equal parts. The number of parts you cut it into was a name for how fair the partition was. 2 parts, each part was a half. 3 parts, each part was a third. 6 parts, each part was a sixth. This was the foundation of fractions. The denominator of a fraction is the count of equal parts the whole has been divided into.
Posy, at 12, made the connection explicit. She was reading her older cousin's school slate. The slate had on it 1/4. The cousin had written underneath, 1/4, 1 of 4 equal parts.
Posy stared at the slate. She thought of the birthday cake. The cake had been cut into 6. Each child had received 1/6, 1 of 6 equal parts. The notation 1/6 was just the name for what they had eaten. It was, to me, an extraordinary revelation. Fractions were the language of partitioning. The denominator counted the parts. The numerator counted how many of those parts you had.
Posy decided she liked fractions. She liked them very much. She liked, in particular, that they were always fair.
She also decided, around that time, that she wanted to be called Halver, because halving was the first kind of partitioning, because everything started with cutting one thing into two equal parts, because if you understood halves, you understood the beginning of fractions.
Halver has been the village school's teacher of fractions for 19 years. She still tells her students about the birthday cake. She tells them about wanting a large piece. She tells them about getting a fair piece instead. And she tells them that fairness, which is, in some ways, what they came to school to learn, is also arithmetic.